Welcome to the AsthmaCommunityNetwork.org podcast. In light of Children's Health Month, Nancy Sander, founder of Allergy and Asthma Network Mothers of Asthmatics, is here today to discuss how she led the campaign for students to have the right to carry and self-administer their asthma medications at school. Let's get started. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
Allergy and Asthma Network Mothers of Asthmatics is extremely dedicated to eliminating suffering and death due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions, and over the years, it has achieved great success. Can you tell us, first of all, a little about why you started this nonprofit organization in 1985 and what inspired you?
Sure. Well, my daughter was born with very severe asthma and allergies and other related conditions. And, you know, for the first 6 years of her life, she virtually lived in and out of hospitals, doctor's offices, emergency rooms, and her illness controlled, you know, how our family functioned. And despite my best efforts to search out every piece of available information, and despite working with her pediatrician, we were not seeing the results that I hoped and prayed were possible until we got into a drug study program at Georgetown University Hospital. And it was there that we learned about peak flow meters and about daily symptom diaries and about having a partnership with your physician, and also how to strategically look at the environment and see what could be removed from the environment that hadn't already been removed. You know, all of that made a difference in our lives, such that my daughter went from countless hospitalizations to no hospitalizations. That's really pretty amazing. And it wasn't just a drug that was offered through the drug study program. It was those tools that were buried in research ivory towers across the nation and not available to families because we just plain old didn't know about them. So I started writing a little newsletter to distribute through our doctor's office and hoping that people would learn about allergists and allergy testing and all the things that were keeping our progress stunted. I was hoping, you know, other people would learn about them. And lo and behold, one of the other patients in this practice was a reporter for a local newspaper who wrote a story that got picked up by Associated Press, and suddenly the phone was ringing with people from all over the country seeking help. It was shortly thereafter that I learned how many families there were out there like mine.
You've really grown and taken on a lot of huge initiatives to improve children's health nationally. Your organization led a national campaign regarding students' right to carry asthma medications in school. Can you tell us about the campaign and how it's helped improve children's health?
You know, what I hope I can convey most to anyone listening to this podcast is the power of you. Going to Congress is not this huge mystery. They want us, you know, the real people who are back at home struggling, to be talking to them about what our struggles are. They also want us to produce some possible solutions. Well, in the case of kids not being able to carry their inhalers and their auto-injectable epinephrine, this was a problem for my daughter and for many of the people who first came on as volunteers within the organization. And one of those people's name is Sandra Fusco Walker. When she contacted the organization early on, she was having her children to hide their inhalers in their backpacks. And she would tell them, go to the ladies' room, go to the men's room, and use your inhaler if you need it there. And I said, Sandra, that's a very dangerous idea. What if the attack didn't get better and they passed out in the bathroom? No one would know what was wrong. And she said, well, then we're going to have to change this. And what we did is we mounted this major request. We hosted what was called a field hearing, where people from the field come in and talk to members of Congress who listen to what the concerns are, and then they agree or disagree to help. And thankfully, Representative Cliff Stearns of Florida and Representative Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island both agreed to work together to create legislation protecting students' rights to carry and self-administer asthma inhalers and or auto-injectable epinephrine. That bill was called the Asthma Act of 2004, and it revolutionized the way children can now carry their inhalers and use their inhalers in 50 states. In 46 states, they can carry and use their auto-injectable epinephrine. And this was an effort that Sandra and I may have led, but it has taken volunteers and members and other organizations and associations to stand lockstep with us to make it happen.
Following all the success you've achieved in the past 25 years, can you leave our listeners with thoughts on what's next for your organization?
As healthcare reform moves forward in whatever shape it moves forward in, our organization must be and will be there expressing the voices of families. It behooves us to stand up and say what we want and what we need, and to do it now. So we'll be working in that area, as well as continuing to work with families across the nation who simply want to overcome asthma and food allergies and anaphylaxis and all these other related conditions rather than cope with them.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you for all the work you do. We wish you the very best in your future endeavors. Thank you for joining us today. Visit us at asthmacommunitynetwork.org to connect with other asthma champions in communities across the country.